Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today and forever. And this morning he's here. Hallelujah. I said he is here. We give God the praise for yet another wonderful Sunday to be in the presence of the Lord. Of all the days that we could have, God says that let's give him Sunday. And we are glad to be in his presence. Are there grateful people here? Of all that you could go through, the challenges, the perplexities of your life, and the pain that you have to go through to make it yet another week, I want to just stretch your hands to the Father and just for a space of 30 seconds, just thank him for giving you the grace to see yet the beginning of another week. Open your mouth and thank him. Come on, open your mouth and thank him. Open your mouth and thank him. Give him praise. Give him glory. Come on, bless him. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. You see that from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, he alone is worthy to be praised and worthy to be worshipped. What a blessing. In Jesus' name, somebody give the Lord a mighty shout and praise. Hallelujah. I want you to just prepare your heart as the word of God comes. And I believe your life will never be the same. Let the choir give me one song just to prepare the people for the word.
This is my soul.
Raising my
Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Raise your hands to Jesus. Come on, raise your hands and bless him. Exalt him right now. Holy Spirit, we worship you. We love you this morning. We love you this morning. Have your way in our lives. We open up ourselves unto you, Holy Spirit. We yield ourselves unto you. Come on, open your mouth and say, Holy Spirit, take over my life. Take over my mind. Take over my will. Take over my purpose. Have your way this morning. Holy Spirit, I need you. Can you open your mouth and pray? Holy Spirit, you are all that I need. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Lay arabari arabo shada. We thank you in Jesus the blessed name. Come on, let's put our hands together for Jesus. Oh, do it better. Hallelujah. Wow. I would like us to take a scripture for the year. John chapter number 5, verse number 35. And as we stand for the reading of God's word, and it's very important that we acknowledge God as we read his word by standing. John chapter number 5, verse number 35. I'm just using this as a basis for what we will be doing this morning and throughout the day. Can we read together? Go. And he was a burning and a shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. Wow, what a testimony. He was a burning and a shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in it. I believe Jesus was talking to his disciples at that time. And it was very important for us to understand that this is a testimony about John the Baptist. And as the time Jesus was giving this testimony, John the Baptist wasn't there. As a matter of fact, he was in prison, and Jesus was speaking to his disciples and testifying of John. This, I believe, should not be only the testimony of John the Baptist, but this will be our testimony as well. That this year it will be said of us that we are a burning and a shining light. Praise God. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for the entrance of your word. We give you praise that this morning your presence is here. The Holy Spirit is here to magnify Jesus and to make Jesus known to us. Holy Spirit, have your way. Move in your soul liberty. Right now, anoint every ear to hear. Anoint every heart to receive. Anoint every eyes to see. I commit myself before you. I pray that you would use me as a vessel of honor. I pray in Jesus' name that you will anoint my vocal cords and anoint my lips, and let this word have a place in both the speaker and the hearer. In Jesus' the blessed name, we pray with thanksgiving. And let the blessed people shout a big amen. Amen. Please be seated in the presence of God. As I promised you last week, I'm sharing on soaring on the wings of prayer and fasting. Hallelujah. Soaring on the wings of prayer and fasting. Our prophetic theme for the month of January is soar. Soar means to fly. Soar means to fly. Yeah. Hallelujah. Now we understand from key scripture for the year the testimony of Jesus concerning John the Baptist. The Bible says that he was a burning and a shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. Wow. Anytime I read the scripture, something bubbles in my spirit. That John, of his short life, lived a fulfilled life. Life is not in the abundance or the number of days that one spent here on earth, but it's in the fulfillment of that life. And what does that mean? To be able to live according to the will and the purpose of God. John started his ministry by proclaiming the light. The Bible says that he was not the light, but he spoke about the light. He himself said that there's one coming after me whose shoes I'm not worthy to untie. And he is the one that is going to baptize us with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So John, even though he was not the light, was burning and shining with light. To the extent that his life became a testimony. The Bible says that even Jesus had to testify that he was a burning and a shining light. Wow. Not only we hear Jesus testifying concerning John in this way, but it was so clear that he was not somebody who relented in his mission and his vision and that which God has given him to do. I believe that this year, this is going to be our testimony as well. it will be said of us that not only are we shining, but we are also burning. Many people are seeking to shine, but they are not willing to burn. Many people are seeking to shine, but they are not willing to burn. Until you burn, you cannot shine. And as I've always been telling you, every shining without burning is fake. You cannot burn the way you are supposed to burn. Or you cannot shine, in other words, the way you're supposed to shine, until you begin to do what? Burn. The light there gives us an idea of a lamp. And many of us have been in situations, we've been in places where lamp is used. And lamp is different from the kind of light we have here. Even though the kind of light we have here still is empowered by energy, but then the power of a lamp is in the oil that is placed beneath it. The oil that is placed and the wick that is placed in the oil. And in our sector, we talk about kerosene being put in a lamp and the wick placed in it. And when it is lighted, then as the wick burns, then the light begin to shine. In the same way that we cannot shine until we have what it takes to burn. And what it takes to burn is what John the Baptist described of Jesus Christ, that he is going to baptize us with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So it takes the Holy Spirit to cause us to burn so that we can shine. We have many examples in scripture. Talk about the disciples. They have been with Jesus for many years, let's say 3.5 years. But then when Jesus left them, before he left them, he told them that, go and tarry in Jerusalem until ye are endued with power from on high. Why do you think Jesus, after this experience with the disciples, after teaching them, showing them the way, making them know the right things to do, still want them to go and tarry in Jerusalem until they are endued with power from on high? Because it takes your burning in order to shine. For the disciples to be able to make impact in this world, for them to be able to continue the assignment that Jesus has left them with, they need to go and tarry in Jerusalem. And the Bible says in Acts chapter number 2, whilst they were there, there came a sound of a rushing wind. And the Bible says that the Holy Spirit came upon them as cloven tongues of fire. Hallelujah. And it placed upon their heads, and they all began to speak in the Holy Ghost, in another tongue. And from that day, their lives were transformed. Their ministry was changed. Everything about them began to change. A typical example is Peter, who had previously denied Jesus, that he didn't know Jesus anywhere. As a matter of fact, he had never encountered this man ever before. All because of the Roman soldiers, he was running away from his master. Now is standing before many people and preaching the word of God. And I want you to understand that that same day, the Bible says that 3,000 men gave their lives to Jesus. What has changed? What has changed is the burning that is causing the shining. I pray to you and I pray for you that the power of God will begin to burn in you and causes you to shine in the name of Jesus. Now, you and I must understand that to shine is your responsibility, not God's responsibility. To shine is your responsibility. It is our responsibility to shine. God has made us light. And it is not the responsibility of God to make you shine. In Matthew chapter number 5, verse number 16, Jesus made us to understand, Matthew 5:16. He says that, Let your light so shine. Let your light so shine. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. Let your light so shine. The light that by virtue of redemption you have received, let it shine before men that they may see your good works. That they may see your good works. That they may see your good works. So we have a responsibility of making our light shine. Not just shine, but to shine for everyone to see. So until everyone sees your shining, you must not stop shining. You must keep shining until everyone around you sees your light. And that is what God is going to cause us to do this year. That until the whole world see that Jesus is in us, we are not going to stop shining. Is somebody here with me? Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Wow! Shout, it is my responsibility to make my light shine. This is very important. Because there are many people who are light, but they are not shining. And you can be light and not shine. For the rest of your life, you can be light and not shine. But Jesus said that you should let your light shine. In the other way, what we are trying to let you understand is the fact that as you burn, your light begins to shine. And as your light shines, everyone around you will see. I pray for you that may you begin to burn and shine. May everyone around you, in every ramification, in every field of your life, begin to see the light in you. Oh my God, begin to see the light in you. In the name of Jesus Christ. And not only will they see your good works. Oh my God. Yesterday I said something that light is synonymous to good works. Light is synonymous to good works. Light is synonymous to good works. Which means that you say that let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. So as your light shine, good works begins to show. Good works begin to show. People will see great things in you. This year, may people begin to see great things in your life. People will notice greater things, good things coming out of you. You were known for bad things, but this year, may you be known for good things. Oh, that is weak for somebody. And glorify your Father which is in heaven. So our glory goes to Him when we begin to shine. In other words, when we fail to shine, we become ashamed. We don't speak well of our Father. Our Father is not glorified whenever we begin to fail to shine. But it is my prayer that you will be able to shine like never before. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, somebody is blessed. Now, the Bible makes us to understand that no one, again, when you continue, it says that no one lights up a candle and places it under a bushel. No one lights a candle and places it under a bushel, which means that for any time you light a candle or any time you have light, it must be seen. It must be placed where everybody can see that light. The Bible says that a city that is set on a hill can never be hidden. A city that is set on a hill can never be hidden. You are light and your life can never be hidden. And it is time for everyone to see where you belong. I want you to know that as light, you belong to the top. I said, as light, you belong to the top. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Now you must understand that one of the ways by which we take responsibility to make our light shine by reason of burning is through the altar of fasting and prayer. Say the altar of fasting and prayer. As a matter of fact, God has made provision for every kingdom blessing. You cannot be able to get the blessings until you have placed the demand. Until you have been able to meet the demand. You cannot have the supply until you have been able to place the demand. Now, one of the demands, or one of the instructions, or one of the platforms on which we begin to shine, burn and shine, is on the platform of prayer and fasting. Say prayer and fasting. And I want you to understand that in Isaiah chapter number 58, verse number 8, we're still laying foundation for our 40 days fasting and prayer. Isaiah chapter number 58, verse number 8, talking about fasting throughout Isaiah 58. Among other things that we stand to get or benefit is that he says that then shall the light break forth. Then shall the light break forth. Then shall the light break forth. Come on, say it after me. Say, then shall the light break forth. Thy light will break forth on the altar of fasting and prayer. Right from verse number 56, it says that it's not this the fast that I have chosen. To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke. Verse number 7, he says that, is this not a time for you to give thy bread to the hungry, and to and also to feed those who are needy, to cover the naked, and so on and so forth. Then verse number 8 says that, then shall thy light break forth as the morning. So on the altar of fasting and prayer, we not only shine, but our light begins to break forth. That which cannot be hidden breaks out of us. That which hitherto was not shining and was covered breaks out. And I pray that within this 40 days, somebody's light is going to shine. Somebody's light is going to shine. Somebody's is going to break forth from every shackles, from every bondage, from every situation that you find yourself. That good works that God has placed in you before time is going to show up in your life. In this year, you are going to shine like never before. Then shall the light break forth as the morning. That light will break forth. That light will break forth. We have example in scripture. The Bible says concerning Jesus Christ. In Luke chapter number 3, the Bible makes us to understand that, as he was being baptized and was praying, the heavens opened and there was a voice that came and said that, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. The last chapter makes us to understand that immediately the Spirit drove him into the wilderness. The Spirit drove him into the wilderness. And the Bible makes us to understand that Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. He fasted for 40 days and for 40 nights. Wow. Luke chapter number 4, verse number 14. The Bible says that, and he returned in the power of the Holy Ghost. He returned full of power of the Holy Spirit. And the fame of him spread abroad. The fame of Jesus spread abroad. Jesus didn't need any radio announcement. Jesus didn't need any publication. Jesus didn't need anything that would make him sell. By virtue of being on the altar of fasting and prayer, the Bible says that his light break forth and the fame of him spread abroad. I don't know about you, but Jesus would have amounted to nothing had he not been on the altar of prayer and fasting. Jesus' life would have been secluded to being only a carpenter's son. In fact, that was what he was known. He was only known to be the carpenter's son. The Bible says that he could not do mighty miracles in his own town because they knew him to be carpenter's son. And that is what his life would have been relegated to. But after fasting and prayer, the Bible says the fame of him spread abroad. I pray for you. I don't know what is holding on to your life. I don't know what is keeping you down. But I pray that on this altar, may you begin to break forth. I said, may you begin to break forth. I said, may you begin to break forth in the name of Jesus Christ. I see you breaking forth. Your light is shining. Who you are within will never be hidden. Jesus said that ye are light. A city that is set on a hill can never be hidden. I pray that in your year 2021, may you be seen by all. May the fame of you spread abroad. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Son of a living God. Now, talking about fasting, Jesus spoke about it. In Matthew chapter number 6, verse number 16 and 17, we must understand that fasting is a matter of when and not a matter of if. Fasting is a matter of when and not a matter of if, which means that it is not a condition, but fasting is a matter of time. You must set time that you will fast. We should not wait till issues are happening or things are not going well or situations are bad before we fast. We must set and program ourselves for fasting. Now Jesus said that, moreover, when ye fast. So it is a matter of program. You must program yourself to fast. You must program yourself to fast. You must program yourself. You must have several moments in your life that you must fast. And one of those moments is this. When we engage ourselves on the altar of fasting and prayer at the beginning of the year. When ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. They have their reward. Verse 17, the Bible makes us to understand again that, but thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face. And then the last verse will make you understand that the God who seeth in secret will give you an open reward. It is my prayer that as we are embarking on this 40 days, may God give you an open reward. People will not know what is happening around you. They will not know about your fasting. They will not know what is going on with you. They may think you have a problem or something. But at the end of the day, may there be an open reward. Which means that fasting comes with a reward. Fasting and prayer comes with what? A reward. You must understand that Jesus also made a very emphatic statement. The Bible says that when he and the three of his disciples had climbed the mountains and they have prayed and fasted for days, and the Bible says that and they have had visitations with just men appearing unto them, men like Moses, men like Elijah appearing unto them. And the Bible says that the presence of the Lord had filled him, and then his figure was changed. And the Bible says that he began to glister and to shine because of the presence of God that was upon him. Now, the Bible says that immediately they descended down the mountain. There approached him. Oh, there was a situation at hand where his disciples were trying to actually heal a boy who had a challenge. A boy who was demonically possessed. A boy who has been possessed and controlled by evil spirit. And the disciples have tried so many times to be able to deal with the situation. And you can imagine when your master is not there and you have opportunity to show that you too, you can do something. They did their best in order to make this young boy healed. but to no avail. So when Jesus and the disciple, after fasting on the mountain, descended down, they encountered this problem. And he asked Jesus, stretched forth his hand and then rebuked the evil spirit out of this young boy. The Bible makes it clear that, and the disciple asked him, why is it that they were not able to heal, or they were not able to deal with the situation? Jesus said that this kind goeth not but by fastings and by prayer. So there are kinds in our life that will never go away. There are certain situations in our lives that will never be dealt with under normal circumstance. There are certain conditions that will never be able to overcome until you begin to engage yourself in fastings and in prayer. Somebody's blessed. And I pray that in this season, may every issue that you have battled with for many years, may every condition that you find yourself be settled on the altar of fasting and prayer. Your amen is weak. I said, let it be settled on the altar of fasting and prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ. You must understand that we are in the seasons where we need to fast and pray. We are in the seasons where we need to fast and pray. The era or the times in which we find ourselves are the times of fastings and prayer. The other day in Matthew chapter number 9, verse number 15. Matthew chapter number 9, verse number 15. The disciples of Jesus went to him and asked that, why are we not fasting like John the Baptist and his disciples? I want to believe that they have seen John and the disciples fasting. And they were asking, why are they not fasting? Why are they not fasting? And this is the answer that Jesus answered them. And Jesus said unto them, can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? Now Jesus is saying that the disciple in this case are his children. And he is the bridegroom. Now whilst he is there with them, should they continue to mourn? Should they continue to fast? Should they continue to do anything? So at the time Jesus was with them presently in flesh, they were not supposed to fast. But he went on to say this, but the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then shall they fast. So we are in the days where Jesus Christ is not physically here with us. He has been ascended into the Father, now seated at the right hand of God. And his work is to intercede for us. Now that Jesus is not here with us physically, what we are supposed to do, or the season which we find ourselves, is the seasons of fasting and prayer. Now, without fasting and prayer, you will never be able to amount to anything in your life. This is very significant and very important. Because Jesus said that whilst I am with you, it is easy for you that I will handle most of the things that you go through. I'll be able to solve your problems. I'll be able to give you what you need. I'll be able to deal with situations the way you want to deal with, because I am with you. But a time is coming where I will not physically be with you. And all that we need to do is to communicate, to interact, is to connect with me, is to connect with me, is to connect with me, is to connect with me. And you cannot connect with me in the flesh. You must connect with me in the spirit. Fasting is what strengthens, and we are coming to that. It gives you strength in your spirit, man, to be able to communicate with God. We don't just fast, but we fast and pray. Because whenever we fast and pray, our spirit man comes alive and our communication with God becomes straightforward. No interferences, no hindrances in our communication with God. So he said, a time will come that the bridegroom will no more be there, that you and I have to fast. I believe that somebody is coming to that realm of understanding that it takes fasting and prayer to have your spirit come alive. Somebody is blessed. I said, somebody is blessed. Now, you must understand that even as it is our responsibility to burn and shine as children of God, we must understand that one of the responsibilities is fasting and prayer. So fasting and prayer is not a promise to receive. Lord, I receive the promise of fasting and prayer. Lord, I receive the promise of fasting and prayer. No, it is not a promise to receive, but a responsibility to take. You take responsibility on the altar of fasting and prayer. You take responsibility. If you want to burn and shine, there's the need for you to take responsibility. I pray that somebody takes responsibility right now. Oh, come on, your amen is weak. I pray that you take responsibility right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of a living God. Say, I'm taking responsibility. Wow. I'm taking responsibility. Within this fasting moment, starting from tomorrow, I want you to take responsibility. Just take responsibility. Just take responsibility. Say, I'm taking responsibility. It is about time we begin to take responsibility of our lives and what we do and the things that happens to us and where we want to be. It's time to take and secure our place in life intentionally. It is about time that we don't give our life to chance, but for everything that will happen to us, we should be able to know that this is what God has for me and He has given it to me. I always tell you that prayer must not be wishful thinking. You must pray knowing that everything that you have prayed for is answered because God has already answered it. It is time to take responsibility because we are too careless with life. We are too careless with life. We have become too careless with life and with opportunities. And one such example that I want to show with you as I'm trying to bring everything to a close is a man called Esau. Say, a man called Esau. In Genesis chapter number 25, verse number 29 to verse number 34. Without taking responsibility in life will jeopardize your destiny, will place you at the wrong side of life. Take responsibility and stop giving your life to chance. Be intentional with the things you do and purpose to take responsibility. The Bible says that, and Jacob was sold with pottage. Pottage is a food. It can be any food. It can be your favorite food. It can be your best food. It can be anything, your chief delicacy. Pottage can be likened to a benkwain or mpotompoto. It can be likened to fidridechi or any food that you so enjoy. But the Bible said that an Esau came from the field and he was faint. He was faint. And this is very significant. The Lord, led me yesterday as I was exposing this particular text to let you know that to faint doesn't mean to die. You can faint. Faintings are part of life sometimes. To faint doesn't mean you are dying. To faint doesn't mean dead. To faint doesn't mean that you are dead. To faint. The Bible says that an Esau was faint. What makes you faint? What makes you faint in life? What makes you faint? There are things we go through in life that makes us faint. We go through many challenges that makes us faint. We go through many perplexities that makes us faint. The challenges of our life, the vicissitudes of life, makes us faint. We faint all the time. But the fact that we faint doesn't mean we die. The fact that I faint doesn't mean that is my end. But we are made to believe, or we actually made a situation to be like, when I'm fainting, it means I'm dying. And therefore, we make the problem so big to the extent that we fail to understand the will of God concerning our life in the situation. The Bible continued to say, verse number 30. Can we do this very fast? And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint. He has repeated the word again. I am faint. I am faint. I am faint. Yes, to faint means to come close to death, but that doesn't mean you are dying. To faint means to lose breath, to lose the ability to stand, to lose your grip on something, to lose your ability and the dexterity to be able to flex your way. To faint means to lack strength, to lack strength. Give me some red pottage because I faint. Feed me, feed me, feed me. Yesterday the Lord led me to say that for the sake of the hunger and the things that we are going through, many of you are going to settle for less. You are going to settle for lesser things, the things that are below your standard, things that is not meant for you, things that would degrade your life, things that will make your life degenerate, and things that will bring destruction to your life. For the hunger, for the test, and the fact that you think you are fainting, and for that matter you are dying, you will settle for things that will eventually bring you to certain predicaments of your life. He said, with the same red pottage, for I'm faint. Therefore was his name called Edom. I pray that may your identity never be changed. May your life never be changed because of the decision you make here today. May your entire destiny never be changed because of the decision you are making today. Are you following me, church? Now continue, hit it, verse 31. The Bible says, and Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. Sell me this day thy birthright. You know what is your birthright this year? Your birthright is to burn and shine. Your birthright is for the world to see what good God has made you. Your birthright is to live based on the will and the purpose of God concerning your life. Your birthright is to be on top. Your birthright is to shine for all to see. I carry a birthright. Tap somebody and say, I carry a birthright. That is weird. Shout it louder. I carry a birthright. Let me tell you, there is a birthright of your life. You are so loaded with something good, something great, something wonderful. God created you with great intentions. He created you with all that it would take for you to make it in this life. God made you special. He placed his hand upon you. He craftedly made you to be his own. You carry a birthright. You carry a birthright. There is a birthright over your life. There's a birthright that will cause you to succeed. There's a birthright of blessing. The blessings of Abraham, the blessings of Isaac. Oh, could it have been possible that it would have been the blessings of Esau? But somewhere, somehow, it became the blessings of Jacob. I pray that may you never be delineated. May you never be delineated from the lineage of blessings. Can I preach to somebody here with me? Somebody's in line for a blessing. But somewhere, somehow, if you don't take care, the enemy will kick you out of the way of that blessing. Sell to me thy birthright. You must know what it takes to have a birthright. The birthright is the word of God over your life. The birthright is the blessings of God pronounced over your destiny. The birthright is day that you will be the head and never the tail. The birthright that says that all your seed shall be blessed. The birthright that says that you will walk and never be weary. The birthright that says that I'm going to lift you up above all else. The birthright that says that whatsoever you touch shall be blessed. The birthright that says that you will be feathered among all women. The tribe that says that God is going to make good his promises in your life. You carry a bet ride. Tell somebody, I carry a bet ride. Oh yes, I wish you can know that birthright. It is that which will make you smile, that will bring joy to your life. The birthright is the right that God is leading you every step along the way. When God leads you, it is the greatest asset. Just as he told his servant Abraham, that in blessing I'll bless thee and I'll make thy name great. Wow. Let that same blessing be upon you today. Wow. Sell me this day thy birthright. Could it be possible? How can mputomputo, red potage, abenkwain, be an exchange currency for such a valuable asset? Many of us, for the lack of the fact that we cannot put our stomachs down, we cannot fast, we have sold our birthright and we have given in to other things instead of securing that which God has for us. And Esau said, behold, I am at the point of dying. Another emphatic point. You see, these are things you should open your eyes when you are reading the Bible. At the point of what? Does it mean he was dead? Or he was going to die? You can be at the point of dying, but it doesn't mean you're going to die. David said that, yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. What it means was that he was going through it. Amen. You can go through death, but it doesn't mean you're going to die. How many people have you heard that they've been killed of hunger, or they die of not having food to eat? Food. Without living without food wouldn't kill you, but it will cause you to secure your birthright, especially at the beginning of. He said, I am at the point to die. Aye. Many of us make our problems so huge. Don't you think that I have this problem? Pastor, who told you? Let honam no enyemre. Allow the flesh to be weak, because the flesh is meant to be weak. And let the sun sun pay. Allow the will of the spirit. Is somebody here with me? Yes. Because listen, we always fancy in giving excuses why we're not doing something right. Oh, don't you think I was about to die? Don't you think I couldn't make it? Oh, I have this problem. Oh, we make, Pastor, you know. We are humans. Pastor, you know, this thing is normal. No! He said, give me, else I'm at the point of what? And look at this. This is where my message, I will not continue for the rest of the message from here, but I just want to chip in this. Everybody read the last part of it. No, I want the whole church to read. Go with me. Go. Let's go. Wow. He said that. Wow. What profit shall this birthright do to you? Do you know that at the point when Jacob went for the blessing from his father Isaac, and after he had finished whatever he wants to do and had brought his meal and blah blah blah, and then realized that Jacob had come for the blessing, the Bible says that he cried, he asked the father, is that all the blessings? Careless living, careless life. When you become careless to the approach of life, your life and your destiny gets into shambles.
What
profit shall this birthright do to me? There is something in you that you may not have use of today, but tomorrow God is going to use it to bless your life. Maybe you don't see anything good about who you are today, what you are enjoying today, the blessings of God on your life today, but don't trade it for anything, because tomorrow is going to rise up against. What profit shall this birthright be to me? He knew not what he was saying. That a time is going to come, he's going to cry like a baby just for the blessing. And yet it will be too late.
What
profit? Some of you, just for keeping your tummy, fasting for a moment to secure. Let me tell you, do you think Esau would have died if he had determined that no, let me also go and prepare my own, but in no time I'll finish and enjoy my own meal if my brother doesn't want to give me? But yet he thought of the feelings, the kind of, and I could imagine, Jacob is a smart guy. I think that meal was special and the scent has filled the whole place. He said, this is the food I will eat. I can't even prepare it the way he has prepared it. And that landed his destiny. I pray that within these 40 days, there is an inheritance to secure. There's a birthright that you must keep. I said there's a birthright over your life that you must keep. And letting go of food causes you to secure that birthright, so that your burnings and your shining can be possible. I don't know about you today, but as we start our 40 days and 40 nights fasting and prayer, I pray that may God cause you to secure every birthright. May you never be like Esau. The Bible says that who for a morsel of meat sold his birthright. I came to let you know that for everything that you think you are weak in, for every faintness, every falling, and every slumbering of your life, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter number 40, verse number 29 to verse number 31. Wow. And this is going to be our key scripture throughout the whole period of fasting. That is Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 29 to verse number 31. Wow. How many Esau's are in the house? Come on. Admit it. Me, I'm one of them. Just admit it. Oh, Lord Jacobs, Charlie, let's be frank with ourselves. Amen. Yeah. He said, he giveth power to who? Who was Esau? A man who was fainting. Until you get to the level of Esau, you can never be strengthened. I got you. Those who think they stand, they should be careful. God give a power to the faint. Listen, Esau had to go to the stream. It is normal to faint. Tell somebody it's normal to faint. I told you. How many of you have never felt hungry before? Hunger before? You have never felt hunger before. Naturally, you can feel very hungry and as if you are collapsing. The other day, somebody told me that a common demirof, which means that the person is almost at the point of death. Amen. So it is normal when you feel like fainting. But it is abnormal when you have to trade or exchange. Because of your fainting, you have to exchange something so valuable to something that will never last. That was the mistake of Esau. But it is normal to faint. Maybe for some reason, the things you have been through in life is causing you to faint. Some of you have been in some rough relationship and it's fainting you. You have been through certain job and certain day, you are fainting. You have been in certain investments and you are fainting. You are fainting. He said, he giveth power to the faint. Wow! This is your season for God to give anyone who feels like fainting power. There's that which causes you to maintain your birthright and keep your position and remain steadfast, unmovable, doing the work of God. That is the power he gives on the altar. The Bible says, and Jesus returned full of the power of the Holy Ghost. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no mind, he increases their strength. Wow. I pray that this season, may your strength be increased. Your amen is weak. I said, may your strength be increased. In the name of Jesus Christ. Verse number 30. I just want to brush through this time. Is that for me? Even the youth shall faint. Wow. Esau was the youth though. It's normal for you to faint. When your flesh is yearning for something, it's normal. Amen. The youth shall faint. Those who are supposed to have enough energy, strength, the Bible says that they will faint. Wow! The young men shall utterly fall. So there is what we call fainting, there's what we call falling, and there's what we call what? Slumbering. Say slumbering. These are levels where a man gets to as if nothing seems to be working. Praise God. But then let's brush through it. Verse 31, the last verse, everybody read with me. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and never faint. This morning, I don't know about you, but I know that God is about to renew your strength, about to give you the capacity beyond your ability, capacity to hold more. I was telling them yesterday about eagle. The eagle weighs 4 kg. That's the average weight for eagles. But it is believed that they are able to carry a weight of 20 kg. Wow. And you know what? God is going to give you that capacity to carry weights, to carry blessings, to carry stuff that is above your weight. God is about to load on you beyond your natural ability. I wish I'm speaking to somebody. Somebody's blessed. Be on your feet. Hallelujah. Oh, you can do it better unto Jesus, not unto me. You want to lift up your hands in prayer and say, Father, give me the grace not to be careless in life. Because listen, I just wanted to touch more on the careless aspect because it is so prevalent. People are careless like Esau. After all, you know, their life, they've just left their life to chance. They do things anyhow. They take decisions anyhow. They take decisions anyhow. I want somebody to take responsibility within these 40 days to spend time with God. and to commune with God and secure the place of your destiny. What a blessing. Raise your hand and say, Father, every spirit that makes me careless, I lose myself now. In the name of Jesus, I break free from the spirit of carelessness. Careless approach to life, I break free. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Come on, open your mouth and begin to pray. Come on, open your mouth and begin to pray. Raise your voice. Raise your voice. Raise your voice. Kandara bala bala. Rezo do boro bolo bo shada bala bala. Rezo de bo shada bala bala. Open your mouth and say, Lord, give me the grace to take responsibility. Give me the grace to take responsibility. Open your mouth. Come on, open your mouth. Raise your voice. Commit yourself before the Lord as we fast from tomorrow. You want to pray that the Holy Spirit will drive you. Holy Spirit, drive me. The Bible says, and Jesus was driven by the Spirit into the wilderness to fast for 40 days and 40 nights. Pray the Holy Spirit, drive me. Drive me. Drive me. Spirit of God, drive me. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We honor your name. We celebrate you for this season and this moment. We thank you for your word that has come. We know that your word has fallen on good grounds and is going to yield unto us every blessing that we need. Give us grace, Lord, not to be careless. Give us strength to take responsibility. We thank you in Jesus' name. And let everybody shout a big amen. Come on, do it better if you are here.
We trust that you've been blessed with the word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294. Or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church. Manor fed, manor satisfied.